413-736-1450 is the number to call, but keep that in your pipe and smoke that later, because right now joining us on the Average Joe Show hotline is a man who, well, is as smooth as silk, and we know that because we called him silk throughout his playing career. Jamal Wilkes is the author of the new book, Memoirs of the Original Smooth as Silk, with Edward Reynolds Davis Jr. He has a remarkable, remarkable story, Jamal Wilkes. Not only did he play under legendary John Wooden at UCLA, winning those back-to-back titles, he was an NBA Rookie of the Year, three-time NBA All-Star, four-time world champion, even if it means we have to praise the Los Angeles Lakers here in Western Massachusetts.
Life was good for him.
And Jamal Wilkes joins us on the Average Joe Show. How's it going, Jamal?
It's going great. Hey, thanks for having me on, particularly me being a Laker.
we're not going to focus too much on that.
Yeah, we're looking at right now.
Jamal, I'm curious because, I mean, we could go so many different ways with this. And of course, the book, which people can get on Amazon if they wanted to grab it on Amazon, or they can visit JamalWilkesBook.com, which we put on our Facebook page, and learn much more about it. The book is an incredible peek into just what we have all just come to take for granted as what felt like one heck of a star-struck life. But I mean, your story is one of toiling long hours. Can you tell us a little bit about when Jamal Wilkes realized that he had arrived?
Well, actually, while I was playing, I was always arriving. I was always trying to get better and improve. But actually, it was my sophomore year at UCLA when we followed the Wicks Road Championship, Bill Walton and myself, fellow Hall of Famer, and we won the championship in Los Angeles. That's when I felt that I was pretty good, you know, and I started thinking and watching more closely the NBA. Up until then, I was just a fan like everyone else, but I actually started watching guys and said, wow, I might be able to do this or that or this. But it's been a long process, and it hasn't all been easy. There's been a lot of ups and downs along the way, but it's been an absolutely fun and enjoyable process. I feel so fortunate and so blessed to have played during the time I did with the great organizations I did and with and against the great players that I did.
And Jamal, we're talking with Hall of Famer Jamal Wilkes. It is remarkable, too, because, I mean, your entire career, you grew up in Berkeley, went to UCLA, played with the Lakers and Golden State. Talk about a West Coast guy staying in the West Coast.
There was a part of the country that you missed.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. Being raised out in Southern California, I was actually hatched in Berkeley for 9 months. Then my parents went to Arkansas and Ohio, but I was back in Santa Barbara, Ventura area when I was 5 years old. And so I felt very fortunate to have gone to UCLA. Coach Wooden was even interested, but then to get drafted by Golden State, which is near where I was born and where I spent a lot of holidays growing up. So it wasn't some place that was different or awkward for me. And then, of course, to play with the Lakers. For a Southern California guy, that's pretty cool to play your whole career in California.
Of course, we're talking with legend basketball NBA Hall of Famer Jamal Wilkes. When you look at your career, Jamal, I mean, you got to play under Coach John Wooden, most legendary coach of all time. And then you get to play with guys like, I don't know, Bill Walton, Rick Barry, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson. At what point do you just say, pinch yourself and say, I got to be the luckiest guy of all?
Well, I started doing that when I went to UCLA for Coach Wooden. And then I got a chance to play. And, man, I just felt like I was the luckiest guy in the world. Then it continued, and, it was a lot of hard work. It was a lot of sacrifice, but I just felt so very fortunate throughout it all to be in these great organizations with great players who are not only great Hall of Fame players but are great people, too.
Right.
And that was the key to making it work, was that we all had to learn how to put our individual agendas behind the team agenda, and all these guys willingly did that, and they're just great people.
Jamal, speaking of a sacrifice, sometimes when we have somebody on the air, when we're talking about the book they wrote, we kind of like gloss past the fact that, hey, you were involved in writing a book. I mean, that's a pretty good accomplishment on its own here. What's the percentage that you found doing this? Because this had to be a labor of love. What would you say, break down the percentage-wise of difficulty of actually going through this process, or and how much fun it was just to relive some of these stories and have them be written down?
Well, it was a labor of love. That's a good way to put it. I started dueling with it in the 90s. So many fans over the years have asked me, are you writing a book? When are you coming out with the book? Have you written a book? And that kind of put the seed in my mind. And then a few years ago, I really took it up in earnest. And the organization part of it was very challenging, you know. But fortunately, my co-author, I've known 40 years, and he's a family friend, and he kind of got me over the hump. But once I got going, it was fun, and it was very therapeutic for me, and it helped me to realize just really how fortunate I was. And so I wanted to share my stories through my eyes with the fans, give back some of the love that they've given me over the years. But also, I'm a parent. I've raised three children, and I wanted to put some uplifting, inspirational messages in there for parents and our young people today.
We're talking with Jamal Wilkes, the legend. You can go to jamalwilkesbook.com for more information on his new book, Memoirs of the Original Smooth as Silk, Jamal Wilkes. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter, at Jamal Wilkes, and find the Facebook page under Jamal Wilkes as well. Jamal, I've got this quote here. I Googled your name because, you know, it's so neat to see what people have said about you. And John Wooden, the legendary coach John Wooden, with whom you played and you both, I think, were – obviously stand out in the pantheon of basketball greats. Here's a great quote from John Wooden, and tell me this doesn't give you chills still. He was asked to describe his ideal player by the New York Post. He said, I'd have a player be a good student, polite, courteous, a good team player, a good defensive player and rebounder, a good inside player and outside shooter. Why not just take Jamal Wilkes and let it go at that? does when you hear that all of these years later, does that still has to rank as a pretty high moment of pride for you when you first read those words from Coach Wooden, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. It still gives me chills today, and it's so humbling. It really is. I mean, with all the great players and people and students he came into contact with, and for him to single me out in that manner, I still don't understand it. I never asked him about it. We never talked about it. But it's truly a badge of honor for me, and also I think more so for my parents, you know, how they raised me. And I think that's what he was saying, but it's sending chills down my spine right now as we speak about it. And I'm just so humbled by it. And it went over my head, quite frankly.
Did you ever have the urge, playing for such great coaches, did you ever have the urge to coach yourself?
No, I didn't. Not early on, because when I got out, I was having young children, young babies, and I didn't at that time. I've often wondered about it over the years, you know, what kind of coach I would have been, but I didn't have that itch or that burn at the time I got out.
Jamal, in the book, you talk about one of the things you talk about as you go through your career is the 88-game winning streak at the time you guys had when you were playing under John Wooden, UCLA. How did he keep you guys focused? I mean, when you're winning night after night, game after game, isn't it just common, human, when you start saying, God, you know what? We're better than everybody. We don't have to show up tonight. How did you guys stay focused?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent question. It was all Coach Wooden, the inspiration and the architect of it all. It's difficult to imagine or visualize. Here's a coach that never asked us to win, never asked us to break the record. All he asked was that after the game we'd be able to look in the mirror and know we did our best. That's all he asked. Now, fortunately, that translated into an awful lot of wins, and he knew the importance of winning because his job depended on it, but he never asked his players to win anything. And I think from day one, or even before you got there, he took control. Day one, he showed us how to put on our socks with no wrinkles, our shoes, take our shoes off. And these are high school All-Americans.
I need that lesson.
And then, And then as upperclassmen, you know, you say, oh, God, gosh, is he going to do that again? And he would, and it was like the first time you heard it. But he just created this bubble because the alumni, the students, everyone was, you know, talking about the winning streak. And because of him and his example and his influence and his teaching, we were able to manage. We didn't really talk about it that much. We were aware of it, and we wanted it to continue, obviously, but having the coach, he just helped to keep everything in perspective.
All right, Jamal, let's sell some books here. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there on the fence saying, wow, it sounds like an amazing story, a great career, but it's just going to be another basketball guy writing about his life. Why should we go out and buy this book?
Well, it will be that, but I think the sports, the basketball teams being on the greatest dynasty ever at UCLA under Coach Wooden, 88 games, the Showtime Lakers, Golden State's only championship. I think to see it through my eyes would be of interest to the enthusiasts. But most importantly, it's a book that includes upliftment and inspiration for people of all ages, but particularly parents and young people. And that's a story within the story that I tell, is that I grew up in the real world like everyone else. I fell down many times, but I kept picking myself back up. I had disappointments. I had, you know, children who didn't survive. And I know there are lots of people that experience these and similar situations. So it's meant to be an inspirational story. But I think that the dynasty and the basketball in it is enough for the enthusiast, but there's much more than that.
Does Steph Curry bring home another California championship?
Well, I'm pulling for him. I was happy to see him get the MVP, although he was in good company. I mean,
yes.
We just celebrated the 40th anniversary of their only championship 3 or 4 weeks ago, and so I think the Bay Area is ready and deserves another championship. So. But it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be easy getting out of the West. So they're going to have to continue to play at a very, very high level to get out of the West.
We're talking with Jamal Wilkes, author of Jamal Wilkes' memoirs of the original Smooth as Silk. You can get it by going to jamalwilkesbook.com. Go to Amazon as well. Before I let you go, I have one more question for you, Jamal. I want to ask you about one of my favorite movies of all time that you were also in, Cornbread Earl and Me. Real life, real gritty story that I cry at most Hallmark commercials, but this thing still gets me. And you were in it with a young Lawrence Fishburne. It was you, Lawrence Fishburne. Can you talk to me about, in your second year in the NBA, how did you decide to take a stab at Hollywood?
Well, actually, they decided to take a stab at me. The writer and the producer were big UCLA fans, and they reached out to Coach Wooden my senior year before I graduated.
Awesome.
And Coach called me in his office and told me that they had contacted him and they were interested in speaking to me. I asked Coach what he thought. He said, well, it's no harm to talk to him. And so I did. I met with them, and it was interesting. And I had to read several times with them because they thought it would be easier to convert an athlete into an actor rather than an actor into an athlete.
Huh.
So I didn't study theater arts. I wasn't looking to be in a film at all. But as you said, it was a very gritty story, and it did touch me. And I was very proud to be part of it. Lawrence Fishburne, his great first movie. And, you know, the story is still relevant today, quite honestly.
Yeah, it is.
With what's happening around our country. So I'm proud to have been involved with it. I was very appreciative for the opportunity. But it found me. I didn't go looking for it.
I wonder how many times you've ended an interview by saying, star of Cornbread Earl and Me, Jamal Wilkes, on the Average Joe Show. Jamal, it's honestly an honor for us to have you. I know a few years ago, our listeners in 2012, when you were inducted, really enjoyed hearing from you from right here live in the studio. And it has been such a pleasure to have you on today. Everyone, go out and grab a copy of Jamal Wilkes' Memoirs of the Original Smooth as Silk and go to jamalwilkesbook.com or check it out on Amazon. Jamal, thanks so much, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too, man. Thank you.